bottom of the bass piece is super swole.
It's blown out.
Yeah, it's super swole, bro.
So swole.
And then the top part where the altar is blown out where it would connect.
Yep. I'd just like to mention that at least it has all its parts, because I have a Kraken pit in there that was missing the body.
No!
That sucks.
I keep meaning to call up and send in a, you know, ticket, and I'm kind of afraid because I'm pretty sure that I've misplaced that little packing number.
You don't need to do that. I have never sent in that packing number.
Okay, because the last time that I did send it in, I sent
I haven't even
number.
Seen that packing number in a lot of recent things.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they include them anymore, really.
Yeah, well...
What was my biggest replacement I had to do?
The biggest replacement until now that I've ever...
Oh, my missing whole unit of Manowars.
Which they sent you metal ones, which are worth like $140.
Yeah.
I wish we were recording this.
I don't think this is really suitable.
No, what? this is the red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yeah.
What's red, yellow, brother?
Exactly.
Yellow leather, yet brother.
It's a vocal warm-up, just like we covered last time.
Hey, you're so affectionate today.
Been chugging caffeine?
He played a game.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. He has played three games this week. Four games this week.
How many against
that? Which one weren't you counting?
It's not counting, just not remembering.
Oh. What?
How many against that?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have to have liquor.
Okay, so Aurora, what else are we talking about this time around?
Jeff wants to have a discussion about Rosheth, and I'm happy to talk
about
Helga.
I might want to.
Okay.
I've only used Rosheth against his pig list and Patrick. And Patrick's game we didn't finish out. So I don't...
Okay.
And Patrick was going hard for our serious list.
What?
And I was going to use my phone to write up the top fives, but my battery life's pretty shitty.
I forgot to charge all the way here.
Yeah, I cut out at least one pop. I'm Ben.
I'm Ross.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Jeff.
So, let's talk about some casters today. Looks like we're talking about Aurora and Rosheth.
Yep.
Let's start with Aurora.
All right.
Speed 7, defense 16, armor 15. She has basically a hand cannon by another name and a reach melee weapon, both of them power 12. She is focus 7. With 16 health and 29 warjack points.
Sorry, what mat did you say she was?
Math. 6.
Okay.
Oh.
She has apparition, and she gives her entire battle group apparition.
Yep.
She has flank, angel. There'll be more to talk about with that later. Her melee weapon says that when she hits a warjack, it becomes stationary for a round.
More to talk about that later.
The two are linked.
Yeah.
Spell-wise, she has Admonition, Aerogenesis, which gives friendly faction warrior models beginning their activation in her control range, plus 2 movement, and flight. She has Arcane Might, which lets her warrior model spend focus on her to boost melee attack and damage rolls. She has Bladed Gale, which is a 3-cost spray 8, power 13, and models hit lose flight for a round. She has Flashing Blade, and for her feat, she grants everything reposition 5 and parry.
It's such a good feat.
So in between that and her thing that gives flight, her warrior models really can punch in.
They
pretty
book
hard.
I mean, Aerogenesis even specifically calls out that it affects her, so... When she needs to be, she's kind of speed 9.
That seems okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Seems real good.
It's a very good assassination feat run.
She herself can't really do the assassination anymore. Back in Mark 2, she had something like a 21-inch personal assassination threat range.
Because of the flank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now it's only 17 inches total.
Still matches up with...
With everything in her faction... Helping her out.
That still matches up with a lot of assassination caster threats, though.
Yeah. It's close.
It's just not quite as far-reaching as it used to be.
And mm-hmm. Clockwork Angels are the only angel-type unit, correct?
Currently, yes.
Currently.
So there might be a chance for a solo or a second unit, kind of like Satixus, but I'm not holding my breath.
Or maybe Cavalry.
A battle engine.
Boot with wings.
I'm down.
Flying boot.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the big bugbear currently right now, which is the interaction of flank, gang fighter, and those type abilities with stationary and knockdown. Currently, you don't get those abilities if the target is stationary or knockdown, because you cannot engage or engage a knockdown or stationary model.
And that's a change from Mark II, isn't it? Because you used to be able to engage a model.
It used to just be melee range.
Oh,
generic melee range.
Oh, and so they got rid of that, I guess.
Talk about where that's going to be headed.
Currently, the rules forum word is intentional. Playtest tested that way.
Okay. Because some of the stuff's been saying checking for intention.
Checked for intention and come back intended. And my only issue with that is she has no choice as far as the stationary goes.
Yeah. But it is only on warjacks.
Yes.
So if she accidentally hits her own warjack, well, stationary.
Mm-hmm. Now, the odder thing is, you're a 12-18 warjack, she hits you once, and you're probably living through it. You're a 12-18 beast, she's probably killed you if she's got the flank.
Oh, very easily.
Yeah, it's the difference between flank, 16 and 32 damage on the nose.
Somewhere around that, from the little math that I did. So, it's really odd that someone who was raised around machinery her entire life invented true flight for her faction. Is kind of helpless against a warjack, but she'll murder the shit out of technology from the wilds.
Yeah, check that.
It's punishment.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing this?
Unless it's a battle engine, in which case she still murders the crap out of
it. Yep. Or any warjack that's immune to stationary.
Ah. Yeah, man in the machine still works the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be funny if she hit Karchev and
suddenly
can't.
So Texas Raiders have the same issue because they have crit knockdown.
Is that an optional?
Nope. On a critical hit, the model hit becomes knocked down.
Oh, no. That.
In fact, most of your critical... I bet you most of your critical effects... The crit smite things are still optional, but your crit knockdowns and crit stationaries are probably not optional anymore.
That's interesting, because it used to be very much... It was almost always optional. I went through and I think I counted maybe 2 crit effects in the game that you had to take every time.
If the goal was options instead of Scornergy, not making those things optional kind of takes away the option. I propose, since we know Jason Souls hates the term Scornergy for when two rules don't work together the way you would think they would, we give the new interactions a different name now. I propose, in honor of Aurora, they are now called cock-ups.
I like cock-ups.
We are
on board with cock-ups. Down with pet names and up with cock-ups.
You heard it here first, boys.
The things that I've found that I really like with Aurora are 3 steel soul protectors. You give them aerogenesis, and suddenly they're threading 12 inches with flight, so they get to ignore models, terrain, models for their charge target that they pick. And then they can boost their mat 6 attack when they get there.
Off of might, is it?
Arcane Might? Arcane Might.
Mm-hmm. And they're... Ooh, God. Power 12 Weapon Master?
Power 12 Weapon Masters with Defensive Strike.
Yes. Yeah. I had table time against that recently, in fact. And that is... I am so much more afraid of Steel Souls than I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do think that Aurora is the best buffer for them, but I can see them going in a lot of lists now. Mm-hmm.
Here's
just take
a question.
The trio.
Can you boost the Defensive Strike?
No. Arcane Might specifically says during activation.
Yep.
Yeah. During their activation, so it does.
Another module that I've really liked with her is 2 units of angels with an Enigma Foundry behind them. In general, what happens is if you space your units right, you'll lose 2 from one or 2 from the other, and then your foundry just fills up one of them, and the other kind of retreats back. So they go in waves. Unit A does some work one turn, falls back, gets filled up, while Unit B goes up and does some work.
Is it enough to absorb most armies' volume of removal? Because I know it seems, at least in Trolls and even in Cricks, as I'm playing, that infantry removal has kind of gotten trivial.
It does enough work, and once the rest of the army gets there, are they going to spend their time attacking the angel, or are they going to spend their time attacking the reciprocator you've put in melee with them? Well, or the steel soul that you've put in there?
I'm going to go out of my way to remove one of your units, though.
You'd think that, but the one that's furthest back for each unit...
kind of hard to kill.
...is standing pretty close to three steel soul protectors.
And all of those guard,
all of them have shield guard.
So it's great if you just can't hit.
Well, it's you can spray them, and you can't shield guard sprays, but...
That's 7 inches back.
Yeah.
So you've got to get through whatever I've put forward, like the...
And I might be spoiled with the cheap arc nodes that Crix is running on right now. I'll just be like...
I would say the artillery pieces can take them out readily because of how low their defense is, and you're not even trying to hit them. You're purposely trying to miss.
Possibly, but in the game, the five or so games that I've played with Aurora right now, I've ended my games. Over the course of the game, I've lost 9 or so angels, but at the end of the game, I still have 5 angels.
It's obnoxious. The one game I played, I had one of the best chances to remove them permanently. Because I had 2 units of Slaughterhousers in the list. Never really got a chance.
But what about lists with AoEs, though? Any experience with those?
I haven't really seen enough of them yet to say one way or another.
Dabbling in the Scorn now. That Cannoneer and that Catapult is really good.
It is, but remember, I've got, say, my unit of Reciprocator. So here's 5 guys who charge up 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And then reposition 5 more inches, tying up all of your AoEs.
Depends.
I think it also depends. I think it depends. Have you run it into any lists that are running AoE-based Colossals?
No. I have not seen a Colossal on the table yet, other than the ones that I've played.
Interesting.
I feel like our meta has sort of been invested in the melee game for most of their casters right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the lists I'm looking at with Midas, for instance, I hadn't really given enough credit to the Gunbore and High Explosive. I am very excited to see where that list
goes. Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like a really solid piece.
It's fantastic. The reason I was hesitant about it is because my experience in Mark II with taking the Gunbore list, that was one of the first things that a lot of minion players really wanted to take advantage of, but it just didn't pan out. Now, with Lucky Shot being able to get Gunbores up to Rat 9, it feels like I have a lot of solid ways to get that blast damage where it needs to be.
Yeah, and you got to remember as well, we're coming out of end of Mark II meta where it was either you could just chew through either a massive wave of very high armor stuff with lots of boxes, or you had to defend against, you know, like janky assassination runs and stuff like that. You didn't really have anything where it was like, hey, pow 10 blast damage on a 3-inch AoE, that's something you need to bring at least a couple of, you know, or the amount of boostable guns, especially out of War Machine. I mean, I know if you said, hey, by the way, you're going to want to bring Harrower or some other gun just because of that boosted shot.
Ossian with all of his Deadeye that he's dropping these days.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of it.
Come back for Rolic casters.
They have what? The Avalancher that shoots an AoE?
The Avalanchers.
The artillery for dwarves got.
Yeah.
the Horgenhold Artillery Corps, excellent.
Yeah.
And, well, it's just like Crix. Bloat Thralls got, even though their AoE size went way down, really actually got better. Baseline.
In my bigger games I've played, the Scorn Catapult. 18 inches away is
I'm not amazing. A fan of the catapult. It's very good. And then I don't like it shooting at my stuff.
Been looking at the Kador stuff and the Victor or even just their artillery is 20 inches. So it's...
Yeah, Kador's got quite a bit of very good infantry clear. And sprays just... With shield guards coming in and, like you said, steel souls, those are irritating. Shield guard, and some shield guard. Putting out a spray... You know, yeah. I mean, look at the quality sprays that are available at this point.
But given the way he's using his angels, those sprays don't touch
at least one of those units. With their reposition and pre-measure, you can very easily set up your 3-man CRA and then back things up. So now that one's behind a forest, so nothing's getting to that one.
Yeah.
These two are tying up things that would otherwise shoot, or they've spread out to the point where a spray will get one or the other. but not both.
Well, I'm not even saying that you're trying to go after that unit with a spray. It's you know, yeah. You're catching those guys and a Steel Soul and, you know, something else, all with the one spray, where it's...
But is there...
It's easier to get them boosted.
Is there really that much stuff in Convergence that it doesn't die to blast damage?
No, no.
Because yeah. It's like the Angels are the most fragile thing you have, I think.
If you're running infantry and it's not the medium wounds, you're dying to sprays and blast damage no problem, because you're armor 14.
Yeah. Yeah. 12-14 is pretty victim stats.
12-14 is worse than victim stats.
So, are you planning on... Are there any other modules that you want to test out?
The modules that I've already mentioned, no. Those are pretty standard, and I don't see those changing for Aurora. I am running a unit of Reciprocators, and I keep looking at Eradicators with a set of Elimination Servitors to replace them. Gives me some much higher accuracy attacks, a higher volume of attacks, but it's a lot less durable.
And dropping two PNS when you really need to put out some damage into one heavy seems like a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Which may be mitigated just by being able inverters. To keep the Steel Souls and Inverters.
Does the Eradicators get a +1 for each of their melees?
Gets... The buckler bonus is cumulative.
So it's +2 armor effective?
Yeah, they can be +2 armor or +2 mat.
But it gets ignored if the blast damage is from behind or if they're attacked
from
behind.
Or they have a chain weapon or
any okay. of that. Yeah, a couple more chain weapons in the game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, shame it doesn't work on the sweep on the Kraken.
Yes.
That I would really enjoy. I like the idea of a 4-inch sweep that ignores bucklers.
Do you like the idea of a 2-inch sweep that drops an AoE that knocks down a 4-inch AoE that knocks down everything underneath it, but for each of the hits?
Sure, why not?
Okay, that seems like a fair trade. But the Wuldrath still doesn't have magic weapons on its fists, so there's ups and downs there.
It's the semi-magic monkey.
Indeed.
Look, there's plenty of magic on the inside. It doesn't need to have magic on the outside.
Hey, at least they can cast spells on it now.
That seems like Mark II design space.
Yeah.
You can Hellmouth a huge base model and not damage anything, but pull everything within three inches of you.
Correct.
That's so Cassius is... I played against Patrick's Cassius list, and it was just Hellmouth shenanigans all day. I'd forgotten how good Hellmouth was as a caster. It's wonderful.
Hellmouth is such a good caster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So does... what
it
else
still works
with Aurora
and Denegra 2, though?
Those are the main parts of the list that I have right now. I like the inverter with her. Gives her something that can really hit hard. The Cypher can be really funny, dropping rough terrain that your opponent cares about, but you don't.
Oh, that pissed me off so bad. This is narrating every single up and down for my game with Ben that we played this week. Cannot stand that Cypher gun.
Creator. So good with all the different types of ammo.
The Power 6 leaves a lot to be desired these days, but still having the 4-inch flare on that.
Yeah.
With flare so much better.
Flare is really good. That does make me sad.
Aurora does have one of the better Mat Rat spreads for the faction.
Yeah, 6-4 is pretty nice.
In any other faction, she'd probably been a 7-5, but...
Yeah.
Will the Prime Conflux have any use with her?
I don't think so. It doesn't get the Field Marshal.
Well, yeah, only Syntherion beats her out as far as overall stat, as far as her Mat and Rat. I mean, he's only a 6-5, and that's not... It's not that, but I'd rather have the Apparition.
That's been my experience right now as well. Either they're not hurting your jacks enough for you to care about the auto repair, or they killed it, so
you don't
get the auto repair.
With repairs on the table these days, you do not... If you can kill it, kill it. Don't spread damage somewhere else.
It's nice seeing that, given how the disparity was in Mark II, where you could afford to just damage a warjack just enough to where you didn't have to think about it more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And with Hordes, you always had to overcommit. I also like the counterbalance with Alt and Ashley being so ubiquitous and having that grievous wounds on a gun.
Him and Kel Balok are nice buddies to have at the same time.
Yeah, because they do... 3-9 plus D6 or something.
3 plus 3D3.
Plus 3D3.
So, do we want to move on to Rosheth at this point?
Did I pronounce that correctly? I
haven't even... Risheth.
No. All right.
So, tell us about Risheth.
He's really fat. That's the joke.
Dominar Rosheth, Fury 8.
He's basically Jabba the Speed Hutt with 4, three infants just carrying him.
Don't really care about most of his stats.
Oh my God, he is.
Defense 10, armor 14.
And that seems a little low.
Yeah. 20 health, 28 War Beast points. Dark Rituals lets him pick a warrior model, friendly faction, in his control area to arc through once per turn.
Did that change from the Mark II where you could do it through a...
Does magical incorporeal? D3 magical damage now. So Feralgeist will wisp out, but Void Spirits can at least arc once and live.
Well, it's friendly faction, so Feralgeist ain't doing shit. Yeah.
That one too. Impervious Flesh, which got an upgrade, because it now works on all damage rolls. You roll one fewer die on him.
Well, that's kind of disgusting.
It is wonderful.
And
he is steady.
Can't knock down this fat man.
Well, that's because three agonizers
are carrying.
He's got
6 legs holding him up.
Yeah. Has his spell list changed at all?
I believe so, maybe.
Castigate? Yes.
Yeah.
I guess it just never came down to that.
It just got buffed.
Yeah,
because of how animi have been reworked.
The spell names have stayed the same. Their effects might be slightly different now.
Yeah. So he has Bloodmark, where he enemy model -2 armor. He can transfer to them once. It's an upkeep. Breath of Corruption.
Does it cost a fury to transfer to
them? Yes. There are no free transfers in the game anymore.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Rapport doesn't do it either on Ryas, for instance.
I still wish you could just get the one free transfer because you already paid your upkeep for the turn.
But that's the one you paid to transfer.
Yeah, but it's a damage roll that happened to you that now happens to them. So that's damage you don't have to roll to hit to do. It's damage prevented on your caster, which I hear is a good thing.
He also 8 fury, so it's...
Oh, that's the nerf to this.
Oh,
because you're taking fewer damage because of your impervious flesh, you can transfer fewer damage.
And impervious flesh is not a may.
So heading down the list.
Breath of Corruption is just a straight up POW 12 on a 3-inch AoE, lasts a round.
I think that is one of the few spells outside of going from upkeep to non-upkeep from Mark 1 to Mark 2 that has stayed pretty much unchanged throughout the entirety of the game. And that is one of the original spells, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that and, well, no, Hellfire's changed pretty significantly. So
Carnivore hasn't changed, +2 to melee, and then Rosheth heals. It's an upkeep. Castigate.
But it only affects against living models.
It always only affected against living models.
Yep. Yeah.
So it hasn't
changed. Most of the high defense stuff, though, is living. So,
you were saying Castigate?
Yes. Which, because of the change to Warbeast Animi, is amazing now.
Yep.
Enemy models cannot be used to channel spells, so arc nodes are gone. Be forced to cast an Animus while in the spellcaster's control range. Lasts for one round.
So be forced. So if you have a caster cast an Animus in your control range, that still can be done.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, if you don't have to force to cast the Animus, say under Awakened Spirit...
Doomshaper 3.
It's only Zal and Chromac 2.
And he said 1.
Doomshaper 3 has has a scroll for it.
For his entire battle group.
Yeah, he's like, look at this, I don't care about your Castigate.
Mm-hmm. For one turn.
For one turn.
you really need is one turn.
Yeah. Rage says what?
Influence, take control. Can only be done once per turn.
Make a basic attack.
Yeah,
which now ranged attacks.
Guns are dope.
Alden Ashley shoots his caster.
That's wonderful.
Why would you do this to me?
Sunder Spirit. Enemy Warbeast damaged by Sunder Spirit still loses its animi for one round. His feat now works on everything.
Oh, that used to be living only as well, didn't
it? Oh, that's not the only change it got.
Also, when a living model is destroyed in his control range, he heals a point. He removes one damage point.
What, did he take lessons from Hexorus?
You're missing the part where it also reduces defense now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember,
I only played him once in Mark 2.
It's -2/2 strength, defense, and armor.
Yeah. That's strong.
It's very good.
Well, that's a 4-point damage swing on your stuff with the
Between
Agonizer. I mean, that's legitimate.
It's infuriating.
Because that takes your Karax up to effective what?
Or it's a 4-point 12. Swing with Dark Rituals.
Oh, yeah.
Or not Dark Ritual, Blood Mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. So, yeah, that's the baseline of Rasheth.
Could be a 6-swing with Despoiler in there.
What are you liking with him so far as modules?
Oh, I was referring to their damage output, not your damage output. Yeah, that's
the
big.
Lists I'm currently running with him is Double Sentry, a Cannoneer, an Agonizer, an Ancestral Guardian, a Wheelbreaker, full Venators with the UA, full Karax, a Catapult Crew, and minimum Beast Handlers.
I'll say this right now, fuck Double Sentry, fuck that shit.
Especially if the Agonizer can't be gotten to.
Yep. It's so fucking stout.
So, yeah.
So are you noticing the lack of free fury and the lowered fury stats on your beasts, or are you comfortable with where they're at?
I wish they had 4 fury.
Please complain about it.
But I can honestly say I have not had trouble killing anything in melee with any of my beasts.
Dude, the sentry is also like 15 points and dirt cheap for that damage.
Let's clarify how well you can confirm that.
Also,
I don't think any of my heavies you charged and failed to kill just on initial attacks.
What kind of heavies were these?
These were pigs. They're not.
Oh, yeah, they're kind of squishy.
They're not that squishy.
18 armor with 30 health?
Yeah.
Depending on when he charged, though, these guys could be, what, 18, 20, 19, as far as their...
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing he ever did was enrage, but...
I never got to charge really under any Rasheth feet turns, sadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because...
Oh, yes, all of those were out of feet.
So he just straight up just went, that guy's dead?
He may have the best dice on
the
planet.
The biggest thing I've noticed is the Catapult and the Cannoneer are pretty much the MVPs every game, because the AoE...
The Cannoneer, really.
Yes.
That's quite the change from Mark 1. That's a Mark 2. That's a Mark 1 throwback.
It's an effective range 20 gun if it does advance.
Threat 20, but yes. Yeah. It's fantastic at what it does.
And then the Catapult just adds to that, especially on the feet turn, because heavies can be actually directly hit.
Are there situations where you think you might just run double Catapults?
Maybe, but I don't like...
What about double Cannoneer?
That one's the more likely one, because they're far more durable.
Yeah, and with Enrage, I mean, yes, they're only mat 6, but... A 17 and an 18 as far as your initials, and then 3 fury is a little on the low side, but that's enough. That's better than a lot of my melee stuff.
Mat 6 is better than the Cannoneer used to be as well.
Yeah, because she used to be, what, a 5-4?
5-4, 18 armor, and like 28 health.
Yeah. I guess they recognize that once, you know, you can draft women, that you have to up their mat.
Yeah. Rasheth's Breath of Corruption, though, is nice to just toss out there, even if you know it's not going to hit anything, because then the enemy has to work around it, because it's a it's an auto point if they go into it, unless they're immune to corrosion.
Yeah, that's very solid.
And if your opponent's bringing just lots of half-inch melee troops, you can throw it on one of your own guys and make them immune to half-inch guys.
Yeah, yeah. I'll walk a 1-point solo into... I've done that a bunch in Cricks. It's just, you toss it out and you're like, here you go. If you can get more than one of them out there.
Yeah.
Although that requires him... I don't think he's quite got the stat line to be a midline caster.
Also, on his feet turn, opponents have a very hard time with Karax with Tough and Shield Wall.
Yeah, that's really irritating.
Yeah.
I had the best
go
of it.
Is this list more of an Outlast list, or is it a scenario playlist? Or
strangely, both from the games I have played. Because
you can jam your scenarios.
Like, I had a scenario win, which for me, in my playstyle, I never get scenario usually. Like, I might win if we get time, and I might have a point more, but I usually never win by scenario.
Yeah, and with the amount of output that you have losing the Karax, you can just throw them away. That's what you did in my game.
Yeah,
got 2 charges off.
It's kind of stupid.
Just dealing with the bodies was the biggest problem.
They're dirt cheap, though.
Yep.
Yeah, they jam like nothing with a Wheelbreaker. 11
points.
Yeah.
And when that UA comes out, it's going to be even more fun times.
Iron Zeal's so good. I'm very excited for Karax upcoming.
Yeah. The... The feat turn with the Venators has been hit or miss, but that's because I had very swingy dice.
But you had swingy dice, and I think against, in our game, Pharaoh Brigands just have their number outright.
Yeah. Yeah. I do wish I had a way to give the unit the ability to ignore stealth, but that would either require slingers or an extoller.
Extoller probably is your better option, just because in order to get slingers to actually ignore stealth, you have to get them really close.
Well, they'd be sent out to die no matter what because of the range on their slings.
Well, yeah, that and they're, I mean, they're just not, they're not real Scorn.
Because of those ammo types now, they kind of really are.
Yeah.
The only thing I want...
Hey guys, we're valuable too, I promise!
What used to be just their normal shot getting split into two ammo types.
And just to clarify, the Agonizer can still agony and run.
Yep.
Yeah, I've... I made some very angry people. Some people very angry with that.
Some, in fact, at this very table.
Ross, are you... So would you say you dump more tears than an agonizer over agonizers?
About an equal amount of tears. Okay. I was crying right along with them.
I'm still salty about the agonizer.
I was suffering.
We'll get
the
you
agony.
A t-shirt.
I would like to try this list, taking out all the units, probably, and
just
seeing
skewing beasts as hard as possible.
Maybe a full line back of Titans, if I could fit it somehow.
Just with a couple pain givers and whatnot to keep your fury kind of in check.
Yeah, like it might be two minimum units or one max and one min.
Wow, that's a lot of... Although pain givers really are rather solid. I mean...
Like, they were very helpful that with either healing or taking fury on or off.
Pain givers are kind of one of those things where they kind of end up being like the troll stone. Yes, it's a support piece. Yes, it sits in the back of the line. But at the end of the day, they still hit hard enough to clear out 90% of your infantry and do damage to lights and stuff like that. And you can be like, surprise, here's a support unit that's actually going to go in and do
it. Well, the other thing is getting three of them in the butt of a Titan and then rolling 3d3 to heal it and getting 9 damage off of it.
Another reason
yeah,
I was
that's
so
irritating.
Irritated with
it. So another how much did was, he heal?
I think you healed about 14 between two turns. And that's about as much damage as I dealt going
in. I healed
going
far
in.
More against Patrick, though.
Yeah, I didn't watch that game.
But yeah, now having to be base to base with the medic, Kate, is annoying, but it's the price you pay.
You no longer can throw Band-Aids from 3 inches.
Everything
just
else
cast aerogenesis so your mechanics can move 2 extra inches through things. You'll be fine. I do it all the time.
Which kind of brings...
That is actually concerning that most... Are your mechanics speed 5? In
6.
In Crix, our mechanics are speed 5. But speeds 5 or 6, a lot of times, your mechanics are not keeping up with your jacks. Because your jacks are like, I run! And your mechanics is like, well, I really need to repair something.
Well, since I know, like, the Scorn fluff, I'm still waiting for those mythical surgeons. On another side note, the Ancestral Guardian is good again.
Fuck it! Fuck that, too. Just fuck Scorn. Fuck all the people who say Scorn's bad.
Randomly having it within the Agonizer's aura, putting it effective armor 20, can make it very annoying for an opponent.
Yep.
Also, just throwing it in with any time you have living souls to collect... It does clean up after a unit gets wrecked effectively well.
Just the ability to purchase more attacks on a solo, I think, is probably one of the most underrated abilities.
And the guy's fucking Mat 8 PNS 13 Weapon Master. So
no.
Those
not Weapon Master.
Oh,
not
Weapon Master. Magical
he was,
spear.
He okay. was, pow, he was what, POW 12 Weapon Master in Mark 1?
Way
one.
Back in Mark 1.
And that's something so that's always stuck in our head.
Yeah. That's where the Steel Soul Protector
easily
went.
Easily one-rounding heavies by himself.
Yes. Yeah, that was...
You had so many solos.
Those days are
so.
Gone unless they give us another kind.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome. Yeah, he just randomly, I'm on 3 souls. I guess I'll get +2 movement and then be in a very annoying position for the next turn. Or I'll just go in and clear house and then not die.
Yeah, that's...
Because when you're the opponent, especially a Horde's opponent, can't cast their Animi once they're within Rosheth's control area.
Mm-hmm.